President Joe Biden on Sunday told Morehouse College graduates during his commencement speech that he heard their voices of protest over the Israel-Hamas war and that scenes from the conflict in Gaza have been heartbreaking.
I'm working to make sure we finally get a two-state solution, the only solution, for two people to live in peace, security, and dignity. This is one of the hardest, most complicated problems in the world. There's nothing easy about it. I know it angers and frustrates many of you, including my family. But most of all, I know it breaks your heart. It breaks mine as well.
The speech is part of a burst of outreach to black constituents by the president, who has watched his support among these voters soften since their strong backing helped put him in the Oval Office in 2020. Israeli planes and tanks pounded areas across the Gaza Strip, residents said, as White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday amid U.S. calls for a more focused military campaign. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Locals searched through the rubble in Nusayrat's refugee camp. At least 20 people were killed from a strike, including several women and children. Meanwhile, Palestinians reported more airstrikes and heavy fighting in northern Gaza. The civil defense said Israeli strikes killed at least 10 people in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza, near a local hospital. Footage released by the rescuers showed them trying to pull the body of a woman out of the rubble as explosions echoed in the background and smoke rose. The north has been largely isolated by Israeli troops for months. The World Food Programme says a famine is underway there. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News. Voters in the Dominican Republic are casting ballots in general elections likely to